from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Uh-oh, sounds like somebody's got a case of the Tuesdays.
Come on, son, you gotta get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
It's time for Tuesdays with Tim. Former Brewers pitcher and current Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst Tim Dillard joins Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM The Fan. Tim's appearance is served up by Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant on National Ave in West Milwaukee. Check him out online and make your reservation today at thefourthbase.com.
Delicious food at Fourth Base. Delicious. Steaks, seafood, what do you want? Crabs, lobsters, steaks. If you want burgers, they got burgers. It's like a sports bar type decor and the whole deal inside with some high-end food. Pork chop burger, or not pork chop burger, but a pork chop sandwich. Shaved steak sandwich. I had that the last time I was there. That's really good, too. Definitely want to check out Fourth Base. Also, check out this guy. He is amazing. Tim Dillard joins us now. Follow him on Twitter at Tim Dillard, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Tim, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me. I totally forgot it was Tuesday, so I got to wear my taco pin on the TV today.
Nicely done. Okay, so I have lots of questions about this whole Tobias Myers thing getting pulled at 64 pitches. Sure. The first thing I have for you is when the manager is coming out essentially to pull you and you feel like you have more left or whatever the case may be, what kind of conversation is there at that point? Myers being a rookie, obviously probably not the same as a vet in that same situation, but what is that like?
Well,
whether it be in the dugout or in the on the mound, whatever the case may be.
He came in after five.
Correct.
And then just didn't go back out for the sixth. I don't know. I mean, nobody likes to get taken out. But there's a time when you look at the school board and like, man, get me out of this game. There's got to be somebody that can do better, right? And to me, you want players that want to be on the mound. You want guys that are like, no, this is my game. Keep me out here. This is my only chance. You know, that's his first game in a week. He didn't pitch for a week. And then pull him after 60-something pitches while he was dealing. Anyway, I was baffled, and apparently we didn't get all the video from the stadium after that. Somebody in Washington has nothing to do with our broadcast, but didn't get everything filmed as far as what the answer was. But it sounded like it was just they wanted to take him out. And I just found that very strange, honestly, because he was really good. And here's the thing. When you watch enough baseball will tell you what to do sometimes. If you're paying close enough attention, it'll tell you, you know, when someone needs to come out, when you need to pinch hit, how you play for the win, you bunt. Like, if you listen close enough, it'll tell you. The game was not telling anybody to take out Tobias Myers. He was that good. He was baffling Nationals hitters. There was no reason to. Especially you look back all year, you're hearing about there's injuries. We need guys to eat up innings. We have a bullpen that we're trying to piece back together. We're trying to piece together our rotation. Now here you have a guy in the starting rotation that's doing a fantastic job, and it's almost like they can't wait to get him out of the game. And then we saw one small clip of him talking to Chris Hook, and Chris Hook looked like he was trying to explain to him why they were taking him out. And a lot of times, if it takes that much of an explanation, then it doesn't make much sense. So, no, I did not agree with it at all. But then again, I'm not even in the realm of, you know, being paid to be the person that makes those decisions. So they must know something I don't, but I could see it coming. And it didn't matter who they brought in. I'm not picking on Milner or anybody else. Those national hitters were like, yes, this guy was crushing us. We had nothing. We couldn't get anything going against him. And now suddenly anybody else is going to be fair game when you bring him in. I've seen it a lot just because, you know, when you watch enough baseball, you can see these things.
Okay, so Murphy said after the game that it was going to be a bullpen day. They had the next day off. It was third time through the lineup. It was top of the order for the Nationals. It was hot. It was humid, the whole deal. And they all decided that that was good enough for Tobias Myers. That was the reasoning Murph gave after the game. I'll let you dissect those three reasons of whether or not you buy into any of it.
No, I mean, I don't. I mean, I'm sure that was their reasons. I still think they were all wrong. I mean, it was. I've seen where it's like, okay, well, we've got to get these other guys some work. And it's like, okay, well, if you say the phrase, we play to win today, but yet you also say the phrase, hey, we just got to get guys work. The only person that needed work that you would have to take a priority is Devin Williams. Devin Williams didn't pitch for like a week after just now coming back from injury. He needs to be out there. But there's also the sixth, seventh, eighth inning. Maybe if you score a run, maybe there's a ninth inning. So there's chances for him to get into a ball game. But there's no reason to start bringing everybody else just because they need work because there's going to be a day off. I've never heard a guy in the bullpen like, oh, man, this guy's dealing. I hope they take him out and put me in. I need work. Nobody's ever said that. And I get it that, you know, it's probably not the popular thing to sit there and second guess. I actually very much dislike doing it, especially somebody like Murph and Hookie, who yes. I personally enjoy, and I think they're fantastic. But in real time, I was like, this is not going to go well. And I'm, you know, we sit in our little room, we watch the game on TV when it's on the road, and you could just, I mean, I've seen this particular game, and this, not with this two teams and not in this capacity, but this type of game happen over and over and over again. You never want to be the guy that comes in after a pitcher's taken out too early. You just never, you don't want to be that guy because you see these hitters racing to the bat rack going, yes, it's not the guy that was, you know, demoralizing us. It's somebody new. And everybody that's new, they think they can hit. So, yeah, I could see it kind of coming.
Talking with Tim Dillard, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan. Have you ever had a manager or a pitching coach come to you after the fact, that night, a day later, or wherever, and say, yeah, we made a mistake there, dude. We should have let you pitch longer. Or we made a mistake, you know, putting you in that situation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We probably should have done something differently. Have you ever had a manager or a pitching coach admit to making a mistake at some point later after the fact?
Probably not in that situation. I can't think of one. I've had a manager come to me in after a game, Don Money, in 2006. I was pitching in Mississippi. We were playing the Braves. In fact, Chipper Jones was rehabbing that game. And anyway, it was like, I don't know, whatever inning. Chipper Jones hits a base hit, almost goes through my skull, but I moved and gets a single. And then the next batter ground balls to me, and I grab it, and I go to throw to second base, and I look up, and I'm like, holy cow, it's Chipper Jones running to second base. And then I throw the ball in the center field. I'm like, oh, no. Son of a nutcracker. And I remember I was very upset. It cost me, I don't know, it cost me a lot of pitches, I think a couple of runs. Anyway, ended up throwing maybe another inning or two, but I got taken out sometime in the sixth inning. And or maybe the seventh inning. I think I threw six plus. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I was mad. I was mad at myself. I wasn't mad because Don Money took me out of the game. I was mad because I cost the team. And we may have still won the game, but it cost me a lot of pitches. It cost me innings, you know. And I after the game, Don Money calls me in his office, and he was like, I don't know if you're allowed to do this, not anymore. But he gave me a beer. He says, sit down. And we sat there and had a beer together. Why everybody else was pretty much waiting on the bus, and explained to me, he's like, hey, you don't have to be happy when I take you out. He's like, you can be mad. He's like, you didn't show me up, so I'm glad you didn't do that. But in the future, just know that we have a plan on what we're doing. And I was like, well, I wasn't mad at you. I was mad at myself. He goes, well, you should have been.
And again, that's a guy that pitched and has been through it or whatever, right? Yeah.
Well, Money didn't pitch, but he'd been around.
Third baseman, right? Long. Was he third? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The highest, best fielding percentage ever by third baseman. So, but he knows the game and he knows when to come and talk. We had a great relationship, still do. Love Don Money. And then so it's teachable moments. I don't know what the teachable moment would have been in the ballgame for Tobias Myers, a guy that's been, clawing to get to the big leagues. Get to the big leagues, arguably your best starter, and now you're limiting that. Whatever explanation you hear, you're just kind of like, I don't know. I mean, he can't say anything because he's a rookie and he's just getting there. And I don't know. I feel for him because if I was in that situation, I'd feel a little bit wronged, regardless of whatever the explanation is.
All right. So what about the fact that they've lost 6 of 9 now? After coming out All-Star break, pretty good. They'd won 4 of 6. Now they lose 6 of 9. And obviously, from a fan perspective, everybody starts to get concerned and freaking out a little bit. You hear Rhys Hoskins talking about, look, we're not that far away. And sometimes you have to get through to the other side of this. Nobody goes through an entire season where they never go through some type of lull in a season. Season's just too long. All teams go through this. And for a young team, it actually benefits them more to get through the other side and come out on the other side of this and break through. The question just is, how long is this lull going to be before they can get themselves out of it?
Well, the Dodgers have been through it. The Yankees have been through it. Best teams in baseball
Braves.
Have been through it.
Yep.
Braves, hopefully that continues, right? But yeah, it's going to happen. And the only people that freak out are the people that, for whatever reason, think they should freak out, which is pretty much social media at times. But this is a good team. This is a good team. It's proven. I think it's going to continue doing well. I think they've just hit a rough patch. I think Yelich probably has a lot to do with that. But they're trying to figure out, a batting order to put together with Yelich missing. They're trying to figure out where to structure everybody. We're going to see a new lineup tonight. I've already seen it. Looks good. But Hoskins supplying the power, but you got to have other guys getting on base, at a higher clip. You're going to see Garrett Mitchell in there, who's been getting on base a ton, him and Churio. So I don't know. I think it's about getting it right and staying away from the crooked number, staying away from the big innings. One thing I've been looking at, Colin Ray has done a great job staying away from the big inning. I feel like that's kind of what's crippled teams, this team in the past, whether it's the four spot in the first inning given up and they're fighting to come back, or, hey, it's a one-run ball game and then there's a four spot put up in the sixth. You know, you've got to stay away from those big numbers because those are the ones that hurt you the most. And that's kind of been the problem right now. I feel like they've just been, you know, giving up crooked numbers in like one particular inning. So you can't really just put your finger on the one thing, but I feel like the offense has done pretty well. If you look at the run differential, it's not that big a chasm in these last nine games. So just look for the Brewers to tighten up and play a little bit better going forward because, I mean, they've had a couple of off days lately in the last week, and usually that starts to make your body feel better, clear mind as well.
One last question. Aaron Savalle, what do you make of him now that you've seen him a couple times through?
I don't know him. I think he's a good pitcher. I think he's a great dude. I mean, that's all you hear about. I think one thing is he had success in the past, and I've had teammates when they have success in the past, which is a great thing, but it can affect your future. Just personally, I have no idea. I'm just spitballing here, but like, I feel in a way watching him pitch, it's like, hey, I had success doing this 3 years ago or 2 years ago or 5 years ago, so I'm going to do this now. And as a pitcher who aged a lot over my career, you can't start going, oh, let me get back to what I was doing, because you're not the same pitcher. You know, maybe your velocity is different. Maybe your arm angle is different. Maybe you're just older. Maybe you can't do what you could do before. It doesn't matter. You have to adjust. And I feel like he's a guy that's right now maybe fighting some of those adjustments in a way. But I think you're going to start to see him continue to try to get more balls on the ground, throw more sinkers. I think he's got to be careful hanging out at the top of the zone if it's not too high. But anyway, I think he's an excellent pitcher, and I think he's going to get better because they're going to need him down the stretch. And I think he knows that. I feel like last game out is probably one of those final, like, okay, it's time to make a big move here, a big adjustment. And that's when you get with the staff and say, okay, what do we do here? So anyway, I'm looking forward to his next start.
They definitely need him and Frankie Montas to pitch really well down the stretch. There's no question about that. Tim, thank you so much for coming on. We'll do it again next Tuesday.
All right. See you, Sparky.
There he is, Tim Dillard. Love me some Tim Dillard. Always good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.